好。
Those of you who are not here when we announce about the baptism.
刚刚如果你晚到没有听到我们关于洗礼通知的弟兄姊妹。
You know, as a Christian, if you call yourself, if you believe in Jesus Christ.
作为基督徒，如果我们相信耶稣基督为我们个人的救主。
You really have no choice but to be baptized.
我们其实没有什么选择，我们一定要接受这个洗礼。
There are two things that Jesus commanded us to do.
耶稣有两件事呢，是命令我们要去做的。
We call them the sacraments in the church.
我们称为在教会里面一种仪式。
You know, it is something that a sacrament is something that you express of what the grace of God has done on the inside you.
所以这种外在的仪式呢，是为了这种外在那种圣礼呢，其实为了表达我们当我们领受了神的恩典所表达的一种
communion。
第一就是我们在教会里面所领的圣餐。
Remember him。
耶稣说，借着圣餐我们纪念他。
The second one is the water baptism。
第二个圣礼就是洗礼。
Go and baptize, make disciples in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣教导我们说，让我们出去使万民做他的门徒，奉圣父子灵的圣灵的名为他们施洗。
It's a bit like when you graduate, when you got your degree.
就好像我们在大学读书毕业的时候，我们来领到我们的学历证书。
You legally have your degree because you work hard.
那么按照这个法律呢，你就得到了你这个学位，因为你。
So as a Christian.You legally become a Christian when you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
所以作为基督徒，我们接受洗礼就是合法成为了基督徒。
Therefore, you are saved.
所以我们真正的得救。
But you don't feel you got the degree until you go and graduate through a ceremony.
但是我们在大学毕业的时候，除非我们去到那个毕业典礼去领取那个毕业证书，我们好像没有觉得我们真正毕业了。
And so a Christian.Although you are a believer on the inside, you need to express it, confess it publicly so that you really feel like you are a Christian.
所以作为基督徒，虽然你只是心里接受耶稣基督做你的个人救主，但是直到我们在公开场合来宣告口里宣告我们的信仰的时候，我们才是一个真正意义上的基督徒。
Throughout 2000 years, all believers, they get baptized in water.
在过去的2000年当中，所有的圣徒他们都有接受这个水的洗礼。
Unless you are the thief on the cross.
除非呢，你是那个十字架上面的小偷。
Where you believe.
那个。
Where you believe in Jesus.
那么就除非你好像是在被钉十字架那个贼哈，当时没有的选，你相信了耶稣。
But they couldn't actually hold the water baptism for him.
但当时因为那个情况，特殊情况，无法为他搞一个水礼。
Unless there is a legitimate excuse.
除非有一些非常特殊的一些环境。
You should get baptized.
那么除了这一因素以外呢，我们都要接受洗礼。
Otherwise, you always feel you are not a complete Christian.
如果没有接受这个洗礼，你总觉得我们还不是一个完全意义上的基督徒。
You will go to heaven.
我们一定也会去天堂。
But while you're on earth, you always feel you lack something.
但是当我们还在地上活着的时候，你总觉得好像缺少了什么。
That's why brothers and sisters who get water baptized can testify when they come out of the water, they feel the joy.
所以当我相信我们当中做了水洗的那个弟兄姊妹，我们从水里出来那一刹那，觉得一种重生、重新的那种新生人的感觉，喜乐充满了我们。
The reason why water baptism is important.
洗礼的重要意义。
Is when we are baptized into water.
当我们在水里浸礼的时候
，we are baptized into the water baptism of Jesus.
我们是借着水接受耶稣的死。
Many of you may ask, why is that Jesus had to be baptized in water?
很多人会问，为什么耶稣自己都接受这个洗礼呢
？He did it on our behalf.
他是代替我们的位置去受这个水洗。
His water baptism.His water baptism is different from John's water baptism.
耶稣所受的洗礼跟施洗约翰的礼是不同的。
When you baptize under John's baptism, you are saying, "I will stop sinning. I will repent of my sins."
当我们受了施洗约翰的洗礼的时候，我说我会停止犯罪，我不再犯罪了。
That's why the disciples in Acts chapter 19, say they were baptized in John's baptism.
所以在使徒行传说那些门徒他们受的是施洗约翰的那个洗礼。
And when Paul explained to them there is another baptism.
当使徒保罗对门徒解释说，除了以外还有另外一个洗礼。
First 6 days, then they went got baptized in Jesus' baptism.
然后那些门徒听了以后，他们再回去受了耶稣的这个洗礼。
So our baptism is baptizing in Jesus' baptism, Jesus's baptism, His baptism.
所以今天我们所受的这个洗礼是耶稣自己为我们所受的这个洗礼。
Amen. Amen.Because in Jesus' baptism, it is death and resurrection.
因为耶稣所受的洗礼是死和复活。
Amen. John's baptism is just that you repent of your sin and say, I'm not going to sin anymore.
所以施洗约翰他的那个洗礼只是代表说我们一个悔改，我们不再犯罪。
But then John said, you vile brutes, how will you escape the wrath of God?The judgment of God.
约翰说：“你们如何？你们这些人如何能逃脱神的审判呢
？”So with John baptism, you cannot escape the wrath of God.
那么用如果只是受了施洗约翰的那个洗礼，我们不能逃脱神的愤怒的审判。
But with the baptism of Jesus, there is forgiveness of sin. There is no more of the wrath of God.
但是当我们受了耶稣的洗礼的时候，不光有罪的赦免，同时让我们免了神的愤怒。
Do you understand?
大家明白了吗
？So Jesus got baptized on your behalf and my behalf.
所以耶稣是代替你我而所受的这个洗礼。
So that when he get baptized, he is Jesus' baptism is foreshadowing the true baptism on the cross.
所以耶稣的洗礼其实是在十字架的一个真正意义的一个预表和
That's why he said, I have a baptism to be baptized. Until it's achieved, I am in distress.I have a baptism which I will be baptized until that happens. I am in great distress.
耶稣说：“我所受的礼是一个真正我所受的真正那个礼，直到那之前，我都极其的忧伤。”
So Jesus, when he went into the water, he was going into the water knowing he will be baptized on the cross, where he will be immersed in God's wrath, where he will be suffering, where he will die.
所以当耶稣基督他在水里受洗进入水中的那一刻代表了耶稣在十字架将要所承受的所有痛苦和神的愤怒。
So when Jesus went into the water,
所以当耶稣进入到水中的时候
it speaks of his death,
其实预表了耶稣的死
the judgment of God,
代表了他承受了神的审判。
And when he came out of the water,
当他从水中出来的时候
it speaks of his resurrection,
代表了耶稣的死里复活
and his new life
和一个全新的生命
so when we step into the water
所以当今天我们站在水中的时候
we're stepping into that very baptism that Christ was baptized
我们走进的是我们接受的是耶稣为我们做的这个洗礼
although we go into the water
虽然我们走进水里
we're actually entering into the very baptism that Jesus was baptized with
但是我们却是在属灵意义上进入了耶稣为我们所受的这个洗礼。
Amen. So that the cross,
所以的十字架
the, where the baptism represents the cross,
耶稣所受的这个洗礼代表了十字架的工作
the suffering,
十字架上的受苦
and the resurrection of Christ,
和耶稣基督的死而复活。
So therefore, when we go into the water,
所以当今天我们走入水中的时候
we are basically saying,
我们其实在宣告
Lord,
主啊
Your death is my death.
你的死也是我的死
Your suffering is my suffering.
主你的受难也是我的受难
Your resurrection is my resurrection.
同样你的复活也将是我的复活
And in order to receive that,
为了让我们领受这样的一个生
命 In order to show that you receive that,
为了向大众人显明你领受这样的恩典
You get baptized into his baptism.
我们要接受耶稣的洗礼。
Amen. And so the disciples in Acts chapter 19, although they were baptized in John, they had to be baptized again.
所以在使徒行传十九说，虽然那些门徒受了施洗约翰的洗，但他们同样要再一次来接受耶稣基督的受洗。
Acts chapter 19 verse 6 says they were baptized in Jesus' baptism.
在《使徒行传》十九章六节说，这些门徒他们再次受了耶稣基督的洗。
Amen. So those of you who have not been baptized, you need to be baptized into the baptism of Christ.
所以我们当中还没有接受洗礼的弟兄姊妹，我们一定要接受耶稣基督他自己的洗礼。
So that you can declare.
所以我们可以宣告。
I have died with Christ.
我与基督同死。
And I have been raised with Christ.
并且我与基督同复活。
Today I live because Christ lives.
今天我活着是因为基督在我里面活着。
Amen. And be bold, confess your faith.
我们有这样的胆量来宣告我们的信心。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
好，让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督名祷告。
That you will encourage brothers and sisters.
你来鼓励我们当中弟兄姊妹们。
To confess their faith.
让我们来宣告我们在基督里面的信心。
To say to the world and to the devil,
让我们对这个世界对我们的仇敌宣告
that I am a Christian,
我们是基督徒
that I have died with Christ,
我今天与基督同死
that I have suffered with Christ,
我与基督同受难
his suffering is my suffering,
他的受苦也是我的受苦
his death is my death,
他的死也是我的死
his resurrection is my resurrection,
基督的复活也是我的复活
his life is my life,
基督的生命也将是我的生命。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
That wasn't the sermon.
这还不是我今天的讲道内容哦，还没有开始。
I feel that I have to explain.
我就是有感动要跟大家解释清楚。
Amen.
Amen.
Because we know there's a lot of brothers and sisters who are saved, but for some reason they don't want to get baptized.
我知道我们当中很多弟兄姊妹他们已经得救，已经信主，但是还没有接受洗礼，所以我跟大家解释一下这个重要意义。
Today I want to talk about.Expectations that are not met. Am I loud enough?
我今天跟大家分享的内容是。
Or is she too loud? Is it all right? Okay. You know, when we become a Christian,
当我们成为基督徒的时候
we have a lot of expectation about our new faith.
我们对我们在基督里面的信心呢，有很多的期待。
And we are very excited about it.
我们可能有很多觉得好像令人振奋的感觉。
And what happened is that things doesn't turn out the way you were told or you expected.
所以当事情真实的事情发生，没有按照我们最初的期待和别人所告知我们的那种期待发生的时候。
Or even now, when you pray for something,
或者说现在当我们为一些事情祷告。
Not only did it not happen,
然后那个事情不仅没有发生
but the opposite actually happened.
而且相反的事情却发生了
And you say, Lord, are you real?
然后你 会问神说你是真实的吗
Have I believed in the right God?
我相信的是这个真正的神吗
Christianity really real?
这个基督教的信仰是真实的吗
Even if your faith tells you God is real,
所以我们的信心，我相信这个神是真实存在的。
And yet we cannot escape from the fact that there are times when we expect God to do something, especially we pray and fasted over it, it doesn't happen.
所以当我们作为基督徒的时候，我们要有期待这样的事情。当我们很迫切的祷告，甚至禁食，希望一些事情发生，但是这样的事情没有按我们理想发生的事。没有按我们的期待发生的时候。
If you are a real Christian, you will go through that experience.
如果你是真的一个基督徒的话，其实你会有这样的一个经历。
And so today, I would like to use the book of Ruth to explain to you.
今天我会用路德记里面的故事来跟大家解释。
You see, there is a lady called Naomi. Naomi.
这里有一个妇人叫拿俄米。
Her name means my life is pleasant, lovely.
她拿俄米，她的名字的意思就是说，我的生活是很美好的，是很愉悦的。
She married a man called Elimelech, which is my God is king.
那么她的拿俄米，她的丈夫呢？等一下，我要找到这个名字去。拿俄米的她的丈夫的名字叫以利米勒就代表王的意思
以利 means my God Melech king my God is king
说啊，以利米勒的名字就说我的啊，我的神是王。
When there was a famine in Bethlehem, they lived in Bethlehem.
他们住在犹大的伯利恒。
And when there was a famine, they decided to uproot and go to Moab, the country of Moab, to settle there.
当在伯利恒发生饥荒的时候呢，他们决定举家呢往摩押地去。
Many things happen.
那么在这期间呢，很多事情发生。
Their life turned into a disaster.
然后他们的生命发生了变成一个极其灾难性的一种事情发生。
And so in Ruth chapter 9, chapter 1, verse 19, the last part to 20, we read here.
那我们看路德记的一章十九节到二十节。
So after many years of disaster, they came back to Bethlehem.
在摩押地他们居住了很多年之后，发生很多灾难性的事情后，他们又再次回到了伯利恒。
And their friends who recognized them,
然后当地的那些妇女认出他们来了。
Came and greeted them.
然后过来跟他们问候。
And this is what happened. This is what Naomi says to them.
然后这就是当时那个拿俄米对当时来问候他那些妇女们所说的。
Verse 19 says, And when they came to Bethlehem, the whole town was stirred because of them. And the women said, Is this Naomi? She said to them, Do not call me Naomi. Call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me.
这里路德记的一章十九到二十节说，他们到了伯利恒，全城的因他们骚动起来。妇女们说：“这是拿俄米吗？”拿俄米对他们说：“不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我马拉，因为全能者使我受尽了苦。”
Things have turned so bad that the people call her. My life is pleasant. Said, "Don't call me," which is Naomi. Don't call me. My life is pleasant. Call me. My life is bitter.
所以事情变得如此的糟糕，然后拿俄米竟然不要叫别人称呼他拿俄米，说我的人生是很美满美好的，反而说我的人生是受尽了苦头的。
And she says, the Almighty has dealt me with a very bitter life.
他说是那全能者使我受的这个苦。
So here we see Naomi change her name to Mara.So don't call yourself Mara.
所以拿俄米自己给自己改名叫马拉，这个马拉其实就是苦的意思，
yeah,
一定不要给自己取这个名字哈。
So when you have a daughter, that's I'm going to call her Mara because it's a biblical name. No, that name means bitterness.
所以如果你有一个孩子，一定不要给他取名叫马拉，你不要觉得是圣经里面的名字哈，因为这个名字是代表苦的意思。
She changed her name because of what's happened to her.
他改自己的名是因为他自己所经历的那个境况。
So, the name to Naomi, it actually reflects what's going on in her life.
所以他自己这个名字都反映了他自己生命中所经历的那些苦。
Her life has been dealt with several events that have given her disaster, and it made her life very bitter.
所以就是因为他生命中发生了很多的一些重大的事件，让他觉得生命是真的是。太苦了。
And verse 21 tells us, she explains, I went away full, and the Lord has brought me back empty. Why call me Naomi when the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty has brought calamity upon me?
二十一节在这里，那他接着说：“我满满的出去，耶和华使我空空的回来。耶和华降祸于我，全能者使我受苦。即使这样，你们为何还叫我拿俄米呢
？”So she's saying, when I left Bethlehem, my life was full.
他说：“当我当初离开伯利恒的时候，我是满满的出去。
”Now that I become a Christian.
现在我成为基督徒了。
Now that I've been a Christian for a while,
现在我做基督徒也有一段时间了。
And she's been away for many years, like I don't know how many years, maybe 10, 20 years.
就好像拿俄米离开她的本地有差不多十几二十年了。
She said, my life seems empty.
现在我的生命反而是空空如也。
Is that how sometimes we feel?
是不是很反映了我们可能有时候的一些心境呢？
Sometimes in our Christian life, we feel my life is worse off.Than when I was not a believer.
很多时候我们会有这样的想法，觉得说我做基督徒好像还没有我之前没信主之前好呢。
Even when it's not true, you think that way.
可能并不事实并不是这样，但是我们可能有这样的想法。
It feels that way.
好像看似感觉也是这样子。
And then you pray.
然后我们祷告。
And then you believe in God.
我们也不断地相信神。
Like Naomi, you say, God seems to be against me.
就好像拿欧米这里说，好像是不是耶和华神来降祸于我，来敌对我呢
？And she blames him.
他怪罪耶和华神。
He said, "The Almighty has brought this calamity on me."
他说是那个全能者降祸于我。
Amen. And that is how the devil wants you and I to think. He wants you to change your name.So that we are all called Mara.
其实就正是我们如果这样想，正中了仇敌的心意。他就是让我们要把名字都改成马拉，苦的意思。
Are you a Mara today?
今天我们是这个马拉吗
？Because when you set out to be a Christian, you were called Naomi. Life is pleasant.
所以当我们刚信的时候，好像我们的名字就是拿俄米，我们的生命是多么的美好完美。
And you marry someone called Mike.My God is King. Jesus is King.
然后你嫁了这个人，说我的神是我的神是我的王。
Then after 20 years, call me Mara.
过了十几二十年，你说啊，叫我苦的人吧，叫我马拉吧。
So what actually happened?
其实这当中这十几二十年到底发生了什么事呢
？When you examine the scripture again from verse 1, we're beginning to trace what actually happened and what's going on.
让我们再仔细的从第一节来看这个经文的时候，我们会发现到底发生了什么。And from there,
we can learn how the whole thing is different from Ruth's point of view.
所以我们会发现说，整个事情再从路德的这个视角来看是完全不同的一个情况。
So far, we've only seen Naomi's testimony.
所以这里我们只是看到了拿俄米他自己眼中的这个事情。
But when we read Ruth, it's a different testimony.
但是当我们从路德的眼光来看的时候又是另外一个故事了
So therefore when you look at one Christian Mara and then you look at another Christian Ruth two of the same God but different experience
就像我们看到两个基督徒一个他的生命好像马拉这样子满是苦头很充满了苦头但是另外一个就好像路德一样生命
different conclusion
同一位神但是不同的结果
and yet both of them went through the same thing
但是可能两个人都经历了同样的事情。
So today we need to be Ruth.
所以今天我们要成为路德。
Not Mara.
不要成为那个马拉。
Let's look at verse 1.
让我们来看第一节。
In the verse chapter 1 verse 1. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land, and a man of Bethlehem in Judah went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons.
在路德记一章一节说，当世事秉政的时候，统治的时候，国中有饥荒，在犹大的伯利恒，有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩押地去寄居。
So they went to Moab because there's a famine in the land.
他们去到摩押地是因为他们住的伯利恒这个地方有饥荒。
You see, many times as a Christian, we follow what we hear on the news.
那时候作为基督徒我们会常常听这个世界上的很多的那种新闻
We see the problems in the world
我们看见这个世上发生的很多的问题
We see the opportunities in the world
我们也看这个世界上的一些所谓的机遇
And we follow what we've been told
然后我们也跟随我们所听到被教导的一种声音
It's like a lot of people in Hong Kong Oh, my friends have gone to Canada My friends have gone to Australia My friends have come to England
就像在当时在香港的时候很多人说啊我有些人去我的朋友移民去加拿大去移民去澳大利亚或者移民来英国了
Because there's a problem in the country
因为在香港那个地方当时有些困难
So they went abroad went to another country because there's a problem in their country
但是他们觉得说他们自己本土的地方有遇到问题了所以他们要移民逃难去其他国家
We step into trouble because the world is telling us you've got to do this you've got to do that if you don't do this you will lose out
很多时候我们遇到困难是因为我们听从这个世界的声音我们世界告诉我们如果你不做这个你就会遇到问题然后我们就听从去做
And the world actually will encourage you to go that direction or that direction
那么这个世界常常会怂恿我们去跟随一个方向一个潮流
Study IT because IT is really well paid
说我们要学那么计算机那个领域那么因为这个地方这个专业很容易找工作薪资也很高
That's what happened when I was young
那就是我当时年轻的时候就是这样一个声音。
And but I studied biochemistry.
但是我当时学的是药剂。
All my friends said, biochemistry, you never get a job.
但是我的同学都笑我，你学生物化学没搞错，根本找不到工作。
So, all my Hong Kong friends, Malaysian friends, Singapore friends used to laugh at me.
但是我很多那些马来西亚、新加坡的那些朋友都笑我。
Because they studied IT engineering and all these.Fantastic subjects.
但是他们学的都是那种计算机啊，或者工程这种当时很流行的一些专业。
But when we graduated,
但当时我们毕业之后呢
？There were no engineering jobs.
没有工程方面的工作。
No IT jobs.
也计算机方面也没有工作。
But a plenty of biochemistry jobs.
却有很多生物化学内的工作。
Amen. They heard it was a famine, so they left.
就好像我们听闻有饥荒了，赶快跑吧。
Isaac in Genesis had a similar situation.
那么以撒当时在创世纪里面也遇到同样的一个情况。
But instead of listening what the world is saying, they listen to God.
与其听说这个世界的一些风闻，他们听从了神的声音。
God said to them, "Stay."
但是神告诉他们要留在这个地方。
And that year they had a hundredfold harvest.
在那一年，他们得到了一百倍的收成。
Amen. So that's their mistake.
这就是他们的错误。
My God is King, Hallelujah!
当时他们说我的神是王的时候
，So these as a Christian, they went to some fancy church. Jesus is Lord.
就好像一些基督他们去的看似很豪华很大的那些超大教会。
And Naomi, God loves me, like my life is so good, Hallelujah!
当时拿俄米好像信心百倍说，我的神很爱我，我的人生多么的完美。
So they did everything that the world did.
他们做了世界上的人会做的任何的事情。
Instead of listening to God,
与其去听神的声音、神的指示。
And they stepped into disaster.
然后他们的决定让他们。导致他们走向了这个灾难。
We need to know God.
我们真的需要来认识神。
We need to listen to him.
我们要听神的声音。
So he went there to Moab, and he had two. They had two sons.
那么他们带着他的两个儿子去到摩押地。
Verse 2, the name of the man was Eli Melech, and the son and the name of his wife is Naomi, and the names of the two sons.Malon and Kilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem in Judah. They went into the country of Moab and remained there.
第二节这里说，这人名叫以利米勒，他的妻子名叫拿俄米，他两个儿子，一个名叫马伦，一个名叫基连，都是犹大的伯利恒的以法他人。他们到了摩亚地。
We see the husband and the wife, they sound very spiritual.
所以我们看到一个丈夫和妻子啊，他们的名字都非常属灵啊。
My God is King.
啊，丈夫的名字的意思就是说我的神是王。
My life is wonderful.
妻子的名字意思说我的人生如此的完美。
And God has given us two sons.
神赐给我们两个儿子。
Problem is, when you realize what the name of the two sons mean, you're thinking, what on earth are these couple thinking about?
但是当你明白他们这两个儿子名字真的意思的时候，你会想说这个父母到底做什么？为什么给儿子取这个名字
？Never call your sons Malone or Kilian.
千万不要叫给你儿子取名叫马伦和基连。
Okay, don't be baptized in either of these names.
千万不要来取这两个名字哦。
Malone means sickness, weak and infirmity.
马伦的意思就是疾病，有疾病灾难，疾病病痛。
In other words, when the son grew up, sickness, weakness, infirmity, bang 哥仔嚟 ，bang 仔 ，bang 死仔。
就这个名字，这个孩子，他给这个孩子取的名字就代表疾病和痛苦，就是孩子从小长大就是疾病，带着一个病的孩子。
But surely the mother and father, being Pentecostal Hallelujah members, should know better. They surely have read Derek Prince's book.
但是这两个这么属灵的，看似这么灵恩派的父母，为什么会给孩子取这个名字呢
？And yet they call him sickness.
他居然给孩子取名叫疾病。
Kilian means wasting away.
基连就说是多么的。
In other words.
甚至完全是垃圾。
Really skinny could be mean really skinny.
很
It's like he's dying. It's like
是种弱不禁风的人。
Perhaps he got TB.
就是那种就是肌连就是。
Or more than likely he's depressed.
就是一个很抑郁、很弱不禁风、很糟的一个状况。
Heartbroken.
是让人很伤心欲绝。
So whenever you see Killian.
就是纪连就是那种奄奄一息的那种状态，弱不禁风的，
skinny,
很瘦弱，
looks depressed,
非常抑郁，
and just wasting away, slowly decaying in life.
就是等死的一种状态。
And all day he goes, 死啦，死啦，
就是一个
死啦，
非常消极、非常惨的一种状态。
So every day, sickness.
所以每天好像叫孩子叫说病要有病的人
You depressive one Heartbroken
抑郁的人让人痛心的人
I thought they were Pentecostal Charismatic tongue speaking couple
我以为这两个夫妻是那种很属灵的讲方言的很灵恩的那种夫妻
How come they like that
为什么会给自己的两个孩子取这样的名字呢
Because you can seeNaomi changed her own name.
其实后来我们看到 Naomi 自己给自己也改名了。
In other words, she has a habit of naming something that she sees.
所以就是她好像有这方面的恩赐，她就是把这个人将来的事情，她用这个名字，一种预言性的一种取名。
Making it into a reality.
让将来要发生的事情变成一种实际。
Here's the second point. Brothers and sisters, do not confess negative things.
那么第二点很重要的是不要去承认负面的事情
Sickness Depression every day What do you think is going to happen?
就你每天都叫你儿子的名字其实你的口就是在宣告这些负面的事情疾病抑郁这些事情
Don't call me pleasant Call me bitter
不要叫我美好叫我苦读吧
And that's her character That's her thinking
这就是拿俄米她真实的想法。
Whatever she sees, she calls it, she confesses it.
她所好像预测到的东西，她看到的东西，她就以这个东西命名，并且来用口中来宣告。
And guess what?
猜猜怎么样
？Disaster happened in our home.
真的灾难在她的家中发生了。
And these Pentecostal charismatic Christians don't know what's going on.
这个所谓的很灵恩派的那种这种基督徒、哦、
They
不知道发生怎么回事
Psalm 91 every day
可能他们每天也在用诗篇91篇来祷告
They pray Psalm 23 The Lord is my shepherd
可能他们也用诗篇23篇来祷告耶和华是我的牧者
They go to church
他们也去教会
They are keen Christians
他们也是好像很热忱的基督徒
And yet every day Sickness
但是每天他们却好像
Depression
一种咒诅的话语来
And yet religiously My God is king
但是很宗教的心他们去称呼我的神是
How are you Naomi? My life is pleasant God is good
口中好像看似很属灵说啊，你怎么样我的生命很完美
And yet every day they confess something else
但是每一天他的口中却宣告一些很负面的事情
Amen So what happened? Verse 3 But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with two sons. These took Moabite's wives, and the name of one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth. They lived there about 10 years.
然后第三节说，后来拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒也死了，剩下他和两个儿子。两个儿子娶了摩押女子，一个名叫俄尔巴。第二个名叫路德，在那里住了约有十年。
So first of all, the husband died.
首先就是拿俄米的丈夫死了。
When the husband died, they said, "Oh, we need to bring in some blessing into our home. So let our two sons get married to two Moabite women."
所以当时他说：“哎呀，丈夫死了，我们要冲喜，然后呢，让我的两个儿子娶妻子。”
So one of them married a lady called Orpah, which means neck.
所以当时他的两个儿子其中一个娶了一个摩押女子叫俄尔巴那个俄尔巴的名字就是
Neck
脖子的意思
And Ruth means companion
那么另外一个摩押女子叫路德，意思就是同伴陪伴。
Verse 5. Remember, they were married for about 10 years.
记得他们这两个儿子呢娶了妻子大概有十年。
And both Malon and Kilion died.
十年之后呢，他的两个儿子马伦和基连也接连死
了。 The tragedy is so that the woman was left without her two sons and her husband.
所以很悲剧就是这个拿俄米呢没有了丈夫也没有了孩子。
For 10 years, they were married.
当时他的儿子呢结婚有十年了。
They had no children.
十年之内他们也没有生孩子。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because mom and dad keep saying, hey, sickness.
是因为呢好多年。
Hey, depression.
父母不断地在叫他的名字，那名字就是很咒诅的意思，叫就是疾病啊抑郁啊。
Sometimes when you think about it, the reason why nothing happens in your life is because your mind is full of negativity. Your heart is full of doubt.
所以很多时候我们要回想我们的生命，当时发生一些事情，是不是我们的思想当中总是有很多负面的事情，我们有很多的疑惑在那边呢？
And you keep thinking, oh, my life is just so bitter. God has let me down.
我们是不是
Oh, no. Oh, Sarah.
我们是不是尝试讲说神啊总是来亏待我们，神让我们的生活这么苦啊。
I am so depressed.
哎，我觉得我很抑郁，我死了，没办法了，没得救了。
I now feel all kinds of infirmities are now in my body.
让我觉得哎，我现在身上就是周身都不舒服。
And the enemy leads you further and further and further and further and further down.
然后那个仇敌就一步一步的一步把你往下面带。
And every day you're confessing it.
每天你都在宣告这样的事情。
Amen. You're cursing yourself.
其实你在咒诅你自己。
Until a point where Naomi cannot stand it anymore.
直到那个到一个颈部那个境况呢，拿欧米自己都受不了了。
And they went back to Bethlehem.
然后他没有办法回到他的之前的老家伯利恒。
20 years earlier, they went there feeling Hallelujah. I'm going to Canada. I'm going to Britain.Poor guys, you have to stay in Hong Kong.
就是他们当时那种二十年的光景，就好像现在有些他们香港离开香港说，啊，我们就是信誓旦旦的要去其他的国家。
It's not about where you live.
其实不在乎我们
It's not about
住在哪里
what you do.
而是在乎我们所做的是什么。
It's about walking with God.
而是在乎我们是否与神同行。
Hearing Him. Hearing Him.
并且有没有听神的声音。
If you love God,
如果我们真的爱主
even when disaster happens in your life,
就像我们生命中有灾难发生
you have a choice,
我们都有一个选择
to be like Naomi,
我们可以是不是像拿俄米一样呢
or to be like Ruth,
或者像路德一样
or even to be like Orpah,
或者像就是他的另外一个儿媳叫拿尔米哦叫
Orpah,
叫俄尔巴
What happened to Orpah?
后来俄尔巴怎么了
But they went back to Bethlehem.
他们跟随拿俄米一起回到了伯利恒。
Naomi said, "Daughters, go back to your families. Go, you're free to go. Don't follow me." She's so depressed. Naomi, go.
当时回到伯利恒以后呢，拿俄米她非常的抑郁，很伤心。她说：“哎呀，我们的那个儿妇，你不要跟着我了，你们都回你们自己的娘家吧。
”And so Orpah agreed.
然后呢，那个他的那个大的那个儿妇呢，就俄尔巴就同意了，
Verse 6,
就回去了。
Verse 14 said, then they lift up their voices and wept again, and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, but Ruth clung to her, and she said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law."
这里路德记一章十四到十五节说，两个媳妇呢又放声大哭，俄尔巴呢与婆婆吻别，但是路德却紧跟着拿俄米。拿俄米说：“看哪，你嫂嫂已经回她的百姓和她的神明那里去了，你也跟你的嫂嫂回去吧。”
See, Orpah was so disappointed with her life.
所以俄尔巴可能对自己的生命呢也很失望。
Disappointed with the Christianity that she went to for.
可能对他所信奉的这个基督教信仰也很失望。
Everything she heard in church, all the books she read is not working.
所以他所听得到、所读的那些灵修方面的书籍，好像在他生命上的行不通。
Then she decided, I'm going to go back to my old life.
然后他说：“哦，我还是决定回到我过 旧的生活吧。
Go back to my gods.
回到我以前的神明那里。
Things that I could rely on.
我很看似我可以依靠的一些事情上面
去。Is that what happened? That's what happened to Orpah. She went back to her country and she went back to serve her old gods.
所以这就是俄尔巴的事情。她回到她以前的地方，并且来侍奉她以前的一些神明。
That's what the devil wants.
这就是仇敌想要让我们走的路。
After you and I get saved,
当我们得救以后，
he wants you to be disappointed with God.
他想让你对神失望。
He will utilize your mistakes.
他会使用你所好像遇到一些错误。
He will attack you.
可能有人来攻击你。
In order to paint a picture.
为了让你看到一个图画。
That you can't trust God.
让你觉得说你不能信靠这个神。
Your life is not going well.
你的生命真的是不如意。
It's a waste of time.
你在浪费你的时间。
Just go back to the world.
你还不如回到世界吧。
Amen. Is that what happened?
是不是有这样的情况呢？
Or am I the only one?
或者只是我有这样的经历呢？
Is that what happened, right? Many disasters come at you and keep saying to you, "Why don't you go back to Egypt?"
有很多的灾难发生，就好像有声音在说，哎，不如回到埃及，回到这个世界呢？
Go back to the world.
回到这个世界呀。
Why 这么麻烦
？Why so troublesome?
Yeah, just go back to the world.
不如就回世界，按照世界的方法来做就好了。
But what did Ruth do?
但是这里路德做什么呢
？Ruth clung on to Naomi.
路德紧跟着拿俄米。
Amen. Because Ruth knows when she married her husband, she was marrying into a destiny that God has planned for her.
路德她相信当她和她丈夫结婚的时候她是进入到了神所赐给她的他们这个婚姻的那个目的。
No matter what Naomi says,
不论拿俄米她说什么都好
she hung around her.
路德这里紧紧跟着她不放手。
She does not know what's going to happen in the future.
尽管她不知道将来会发生什么事
but she hung on to her destiny.
但她紧紧抓住她的未来和目的。
It doesn't matter.
对她来说这个是最重要的。
And that,is what we can learn from Ruth.
这也是我们在路德身上可以学到的功课。
Being the name companion.
路德的名字就是一个伴侣、陪伴、同伴。
It means she is loyal.
代表说她是很忠心的。
She is devotional.
她是把她的生命全心的摆上。
In other words, we need to be loyal to God.
换言之，我们对神也要忠心。
Faithful to Him.
我们要忠诚的跟对着神。
Even though our eyes cannot see the goodness of God at the moment,
可能很多时候我们的眼睛还看不到神的良善在我们的生命当中。
We've got to stop listening to the devil.
但我们要停止去听那些仇敌的声音。
Stop confessing with our mouths.
我们不要在我们的口来宣告那些负面的事情。
How bitter life is!
不要再说我的生活啊太苦了。
Instead, we should hold on to God.
相反，我们要紧紧地抓住神。
Be God's friend.
要成为神的朋友。
Knowing that He's with you.
知道神与我们同行。
So Ruth hung on to her destiny.
就好像路德，他紧紧抓住他的未来一样。
And went to Bethlehem.
他跟着拿俄米回到了伯利恒。
And this is what she said in verse 16. But Ruth said, "Do not urge me to leave you or to return from following you. For where you go, I will go.And where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. Your God, my God.
这里在十四节，这里十六节，路德说，不要劝我离开你，转去不跟随你。你往哪里去，我也往哪里去。你在哪里住，我也在哪里住。你的百姓就是我的百姓，你的神就是我的神。
Verse 17, where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried.May the Lord do so to me, and me also, if anything, but death parts me from you.
然后十七节接着说，你在哪里死，我也在那里死，葬在那里，只有死能使你我分离，不然愿耶和华重重的惩罚我。
That is how we get to our destiny.
这就是这样的一个态度，让我们可以达到我们神所要我们去的地方。
We can't see how we get there.
我们可能看不到如何去到那个地
方。We can't see how our life can change.
我们也暂时看不到我们的生命如何改变。
How our life can fulfill the God's plan for us.
我们也暂时看不到神如何来实现他在我们生命中的一个计划。
But God only wants one attitude.
但是神只要我们有一样的一个态度。
Do or die, Holy Spirit. Do or die.
要死就死吧。
Do or die, I'm gonna hold on to Jesus.
就不管死活，我都要紧紧的抓住你。
I'm gonna hold on to the Holy Spirit.
我要紧紧抓住你圣灵。
I'm gonna hold on to my faith in God.
我要紧紧抓住我在基督里面的信心。
And when you do that,
当我们这样做的时候
，you will pass through your difficulty.
我们一定能经过我们暂时的一个困难。
Get to the other side.
你会去到那个困难的另外一头。
And on the other side.
那么在另外一头。
Ruth became the great-grandmother, the great-grandmother of David, King David.
在另外一头，那个结局就是路德他成为了大卫王的一个祖母。
A Moabite that has no inheritance of the blessing of Israel, and yet she married into that nation, and she was blessed.
一个摩押女子本来是与以色列人是毫无相干的人，但是因为她这样的一个态度和信心，她居然进入到来分得到以色列人的祝福。
Whereas Orpah, exactly the same as her, she decided to go back.
但是俄尔巴跟路德一样的境况，但是因为她当时的放弃，她回到了自己的地方和她的神明那边去。
So as every Christian, whenever we suffer difficulty,
所以我们每个基督徒
we suffer difficulty.Do we take Orpah's direction or do we follow Ruth's direction?
所以当我们基督徒我们遇到困难的时候我们应该有俄尔巴的态度呢还是应该有路德的态度呢
Brothers and sisters, what decision will you make?
弟兄姊妹们怎样的我们要做怎样的选择
和决定呢 Every single time when we are struggling, whatever difficulty we are, think about it. Am I going to be like Ruth or am I going to be like Orpah?
所以每一次当我们遇到困难要做选择的时候我们要想我们要像俄尔巴呢还是像路德呢
Or am I going to be like Naomi?
或者我是像拿俄米这样子呢
Amen. And if we choose Ruth,
如果我们选择路德的道路
even though life is not easy,
尽管好像生活会有艰难
but things began to change,
但事情会发生改变
circumstances change,
我们的处境也会改变。
See, whatever the devil do to us,
不管仇敌在我们身上做怎样的工作
no matter what happens,
不管发生什么事
it all leads us back to God.
都一样的会让我们回到神那里。
Even our mistakes,
尽管是我们的错误当中
the enemy's attacks,
尽管仇敌的攻击
the deception of the world,
世界给我们的欺骗
it's all working towards pushing us towards God.
只要我们不放弃，所有的事情都会把我们推向神那边。
Amen. For Ruth, she became the ancestor of the kings of Israel.
所以对于路德，他自己居然成为以色列君王的一个祖先。
The ancestor of the Messiah Jesus.
也是成为我们的弥赛亚救主耶稣的一个先祖。
She's not a Jewish woman.
她并不是一个犹太女子。
But a Moabite.
却是个外邦的摩押女子。
Amen. We are not Jewish.
我们自己也不是犹太人。
We are Gentiles.
我们是外邦人。
We can go back to our gods.
我们可以回到我们以前侍奉的神明。
Go back to 白观音。
我们可以去拜观音。
Or become a Buddhist.
或者成为佛教徒。
Yeah. Or we can hang on to Jesus.
但是我们也可以选择紧紧的抓住耶稣。
And this is why we need to be baptized in water.
这是为什么我们要接受这个洗礼。
Because if even though we can't do it,
因为就算我们做不了的时候
He can.
我们的主可以做到。
Victory in our lives is assured.
我们在我们生命中的得胜是已经有保障的。
Because Jesus Christ has done it all for us.
因为耶稣基督为我们成全了这一切。
Amen. No difficulty.No mountains in this life cannot be overcome by him because it can.
因为在我们生命中所有的大山所有的困难都不可能都不会都不能被神所攻克。
And that's why last week I say it is not my faith in my circumstances or in my ability.
因为我的不是我的信心也不是我的信心是对我自己的能力和我的做到做不做得到。
It's my faith in God.
我们的信心是关乎神的信心。
So if you are going through a tough time, faith in God.
所以当我们经历一个困难的时候，我们的信心是在神里面。
Somehow God will work things out for you.
相信神会用他的方法为我们解决这困难。
Even though the world is laughing at you,
尽管好像世界好像在嘲笑我们。
But God is directing you.
但是我们相信神一定会指引我们的道路。
Even though when the enemy is trying to hurt you,
尽管仇敌想要来伤害我们。
Is pushing you further and further into God.
但是我们殊不知他这样的行为可能让我们越来越亲近神。
And John chapter 16 verse 33 says, Jesus promises us this. He said, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But take heart, I have overcome the world.
约翰福音十六章三十三节，这里主对我们说：“我对你们说的这些事，是要使你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们要有勇气。我已经胜过了世界。”
We are constantly living under threats.
我们活在一个常常受到威胁的一种世界。
Or will Russia send a bomb over to London?
会被俄罗斯会被发一个炮弹过来
？Shall I move to Scotland?
我是不是要移到苏格兰住呢
？Will the economy collapse？
会不会整个经济受损呢
？There are so many things you can worry about。
这世上有很多很多事情你可以去担忧。
So many different insurances you can buy。
有很多很多种不同的保险你可以
买。Every day when you wake up, oh.
你每天一睁开眼睛，有你的头脑当中有很多事情可以去想。
And then when you have children.Oh, even worse, so many worries.
如果有孩子的话，你还有更多更多的事情让你去担忧了。
I'm telling you, fear not.
但是主说不要恐惧。
As a parent, you wake up.
作为父母，我们醒来第一件事情。
He said, Heavenly Father.
亲爱我的天父。
I commit my children before you.
我把我的孩子放在你的手中。
Heavenly Father, I commit my life before you.
哦，亲爱的天父，我把我的生命交在你手中。
Help me to follow you.
帮助我来跟随你。
Let your will for me today be accomplished.
但你今天在我生命中的旨意
Let every decision that I make today be a good one.
让我今天所做的每个决定都是和你心意的决定。
Amen.
Amen.
Not every decision that we make that seems good.
其实不是我们做的每个决定看似好的决定，其实在神眼中都是好的。
Sometimes decisions that looks bad actually are good decisions.
很多时候我们看似不好的决定，但是在神的心意中可能是好的呢。
But it's too complex.
但是可能看似很复杂。
Why don't we just rely on Jesus?
我们其实就与其来就是去信靠神。
Lord,
主啊
，Every decision that I make today,
我今天所做的每一个决定
，May it be a good decision.
愿在你的眼中都是好的。
By faith,
我凭信心。
I'm going to make a decision.
我要做这个决定。
With the best knowledge of my understanding.
我靠我自己最好的我所理解的一种知识来做的。我来信靠你做这个决定。
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Even though your expectations are not met,
尽管很多时候我们的期待没有达到
，God will meet them eventually.
但神最终会达到你的期待。
It looks like Ruth, Naomi's life is completely ruined, and yet God still fulfilled His promise.
所以看似拿俄米的生命已经一团糟了，已经跌到谷底，但是神用他的方法完成了他的。
If God has promised you something, it will happen.
如果神向你应许的事情，他一定会成就。
If God says something in the Bible that He will do for all of us, He will do.
如果神在他的话语圣经当中应许我们所有人的话语，他就一定会做到。
He will meet your expectation.
神一定会达到你的期待。
We will be content.
我们一定在他里面得满足。
And when that happens,
当这件事发生的时候
，our jaws will drop.
我们可能你的不要惊掉你的下巴。
And you will stand in amazement.
你会如此的惊讶
Wow, this is how God does it.
你会可能惊到掉下巴
I have learned every time when I expect God to do something.
我学到一个功课，每次我期待神要做一些事情的时候
Nine times out of ten.
差不多十有八九
It always don't turn up immediately right.
十有八九都不总不是那发生的事情都不是对的。
It looks the opposite.
总是看到好像跟我预期的相反的那种状态。
But if you hang on,
但是我们如果不放弃
and believe in God,
继续的等待继续的相信的话
you go, wow, I didn't realize this is how God fulfills it.
然后你会最终发现、哦、原来是神他是按这个方法来成就这件事情的
and this is what you call living by faith.
这就是我们信心而活
if everything that happens in your life is logical,
如果在我们生命中发生所有的事情按常理按理性都可以预测到的话
you do wonder if it's actually God or yourself.
你可能想说、哦、这是神在做事情还是我自己在做的呢
But God likes to give show off in your life
但是神想要在我们、在我们的生命当中显摆一下
He may sometimes meet between myself and God When God does something amazing I go Lord this is amazing
那时候当我跟神之间呢我发现神在我生命中做一些很奇妙很让我哑口无言的事情的时候
And then sometimes you feel like God going
然后你觉得好像神在跟你显摆一样。
You see?
看看我是不是很厉害呀、啊、
You see? What was all that about? Have you been scared?
就是哇你看你当初你吓得就好像 很害怕的样子我现在不是搞定了吗
I said, yes, Lord. 好厉害好厉害你好厉害。
我说哦是啊神啊你还是你厉害
yeah,
你最厉害的。
Show off.
神呢你是不是在显摆呀、啊、
Because God to us, sometimes he likes to show off to us.
神就是要我们让我们看到他是那位全能的神。
He said, you think it's impossible. Look how I did it.
你觉得在眼中好，觉得好大件事情不可能，但是你看我怎么轻松的搞定
了。So that next time you are more confident in God.
因为这样的经历让我们下一次会对我们的神更加有信心。
This is why we used to be very confident about our dads.
就是好像我们曾经对我们的爸爸或者妈妈有
Remember, your dad always trying to show off in front of you.
就好像我们的爸爸总是在我面前好像要炫耀一样。
But your confidence in your dad grows.
但是我们就是因为这样子，让我们对我们父亲的那个信心有加增。
That's what God is like.
这也是好像我们
The more you experience him,
神的一个心
The more you go through trouble,
我们越是经历他越是经历苦难的时候
The more you discover just how confident and how competent he is.
就是当我们越经历的时候我们越知道我们的神如此有能力我们可以对他有信心
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's pray.
Hallelujah. 让我们一起祷告
Father, I thank you for the life of Ruth.
天父我们感谢你们我看到路德的生命
We want to be faithful like she is.
主我们要像路德一样如此的忠心
And we want to be devoted
主要让我们要全心的来跟随
No matter what happened
不管发生什么样的事情
We will hold on to Jesus
我们要紧紧的抓住你耶稣
We will trust in him
我们要来信靠你
So I just pray for brothers and sisters who may be going through a difficult time
我们为我们当中的弟兄姊妹可能在经历一些苦难
Father that you give us the faith and patience
主要让你给我们有信心的耐心来等待你
To really trust you
让我们可能继续来信靠你
That we will make decisions
帮助我们做一些决定
and that we will do everything that we can
让我们做我们所力所能及的事
but we trust you
就是来信靠你
Amen Let's all stand
让我们站立起来
Let's praise Let's sing this Yes
Yes 我要爱慕你我要爱慕你到我的生命，你是我唯一所求，让我心单单渴慕你。
再来一遍，耶稣，
耶稣，
耶稣，我爱慕你。让我心单单渴慕你，我心满意，我心满意，对你的爱和思念无止境，让我走向你的身旁。把我渴慕需求你，我心满意，我心满意，对你的爱和思念无止境，让我走向。 向你的身旁，接近你，主啊，我渴慕需求你。
Hearts are content.
主，我们的心在你里面得满足。
We will seek your face.
主，我们要来寻求你的面。
We will ask you.
主啊，我们来渴慕你。
And we will wait upon you.
主，我们来静候，静静的等候你。
We know you're going to satisfy our hearts.
我们知道，主啊，唯有你能使我的心得满足。
For you are a good God.
因为你是一位好的神。
And I just pray, oh God, the blessings come over our congregation.
主，我们祷告你的祝福临到我们的会众。
That our faith will increase.
主，让我们的信心得到加增。
And we will believe in Jesus.
我们要单单来信靠你。
That our hearts will not doubt.
我们的心绝不疑惑。
Of your faithfulness.
我们不疑惑你对我们的信实。
Of your goodness.
我们不疑惑你对我们的良善。
So I just pray.For our congregation,
主为我们的所有的会众祷告。
Our families,
主我们的家人。
Our children,
我们的儿女。
Our jobs,
我们的工作。
Our studies,
我们的学业。
Lord, we lift them all up before you.
主，我们将这所有的一切交在你面前。
And we know you are going to bless them all.
主，我们知道你一定会祝福这一切。
Give us the faith, Lord.
主，给我们的信心。
To follow you.
来跟随你。
We thank you.
我谢谢你的主。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
我们的聚会到此结束。神祝福大家。大家如果有需要，可以到前面来祷告。
我心满。